Om Shanti. Chapter 12. Amrit Vela and Elevated Versions of Sakar Bab Dada. 12.1. When is the time of Amrit Vela? A. The time of Amrit Vela is very good. Therefore, Baba says that wake up early in the morning, sit in solitude and have a sweet conversation with Baba. Remember Baba, this time is very beautiful for remembrance. It is called dawn. In the path of devotion, it is also said, O my mind, remember Rama in the early morning hours. Father also says that remember the Father at early in the morning, then you will enjoy with a great deal. The atmosphere of Amrit Vela is very pure. There is a lot of other activities during the day. Sages, holy men and devotees all perform devotion in the early morning. They can remember throughout the day too, but at Amrit Vela, it is very good to remember the Father. The early morning time is very good. At that time, no storms of Maya will come. Till midnight, the atmosphere is very bad. So you should leave until 1 o'clock. After 1 a.m., the atmosphere remains good. B. Amrit Vela is considered to be the most auspicious time. Those people celebrate Krishna's birth at midnight. But that is not the time of dawn. Dawn is around 2 to 3 a.m. It is not that someone would get up at midnight after indulging in vice and remember God, not at all. Amrit Vela is not at midnight. At that time, human beings are impure and dirty. The atmosphere is very bad at that time. C. The time of 2 to 3 o'clock is called Amrit Vela. Father's order is that wake up early in the morning and remember me constantly. You might not be able to have remembrance throughout the day, but it is easy to make effort at night. Then you will receive a great deal of help. If you want to claim the unlimited kingdom, stay awake throughout the night and go on a pilgrimage. I only come in the depths of darkness of the night, when the night of Brahma is about to end, and the day have to begin. I come at the confluence of the unlimited night and the unlimited day. Therefore, you too should conquer sleep and practice staying in remembrance throughout the night. Between 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning is known as the auspicious time of Brahma. The Father gives this teaching through Brahma. Stay awake throughout the night and remember me and you will become strong. D. Father says to the children, the time of early morning is very good. It is very enjoyable. Atmosphere is very good. So sleep early at night and wake up at 2 or 3 o'clock. Sit comfortably and talk to Baba. Point 12.2. Specialities of Amrit Vela. A. Sweet children, awaken at Amrit Vela and pour in the oil of remembrance of the Father. Then the light of the soul will remain constantly lit. The morning time is very good for pouring the oil. To remain alight, the flame of the soul, you should sit in the pilgrimage of remembrance early in the morning. By remembrance only, the rust of the soul will be removed and then the soul will become a real gold. B. Sweet children, Shri Baba's number one Srimat is awaken in the early morning hours and remember me, the Father, and your boat will then go across. When business people open their shops in the morning, they first bow their heads. They bow in front of their shops before entering so that they may earn a good income. In order to earn a good income, they say, "O Lord, send me a good customer to enable me to earn a lot first thing in the morning." You children know who that one is. We souls recognize him. He is our Baba. He is our Sai, Lord Baba, the one who changes the night into the day. The Sai of the night is Ravan. There is only one Sai Baba who changes the night into the day and is very innocent. His name is Bholanath. He places the urn of nectar on the innocent mothers and kumaris. He gives them the inheritance and makes them masters of the world. You should wake up early in the morning and remember your father so that your boat can go right across. C. The father says that stay awake at night. Your health will not be affected. Rather, you will get power from yoga. Spin the discus of Swadarshan Chakradhari. My beloved children, the conqueror of sleep, your sins will be absolved only by the remembrance. The main thing is that wake up early in the morning and remember Alpha. This time is not for sleep. This is the only method from which your sins will be absolved. There is no other method. How much faithful the Father is with you, children. He will not leave you. He has come to transform you and then to take with him. You will become Sato Pradhan only by the pilgrimage of remembrance. Devotees wake up early in the morning too. They turn the beads of rosary. You children should wake up early in the morning and remember the Father. The fire of yoga is needed for absolving the sins. D. Sweet children, every day at Amrit Vela, light the incense stick of knowledge and yoga. Then the evil spirits of vices will run away. At Amrit Vela, there is a good remembrance of Baba. It is said that experience happiness as you repeatedly remember God. Devotees also say, "O my mind, remember Rama in early morning hours." E. O spiritual warriors, you should always follow Srimad. Be soul conscious and remember the Father. Wake up early in the morning every day and make a practice to stay in remembrance. Then you will get victory over Maya. The sweet method of remembrance will make you victorious over Maya. To become pure, there is no other method except remembrance. F. Sweet children, wake up at Amrit Vela and have a sweet conversation with the Father. Then the consciousness of body will finish. By constant remembrance, the final thoughts will lead you to your destination. You should practice in a way that there is no consciousness of the body in the end. G. Sweet children, you can do work in the daytime, but remember the Father at Amrit Vela from 4 a.m. to 5 a.m. Then you will feel a great deal of happiness. You have to do a spiritual effort to give happiness to others by thought, words and action. To experience the super sensuous joy, remain in solitude, especially at Amrit Vela. The children who want to do the spiritual income will wake up early in the morning and remember the Father with great love. The soul will remain fly. Such souls will be kind-hearted like Father and will do mercy on themselves as well as on others. Such children will give the introduction of the Father to everyone. So many new children may come who will go fast than the older ones. There is a margin. If you instill the habit of staying in remembrance at Amrit Vela, then you will enjoy very much. H. Father has explained that the mercury of your happiness will remain high only at Amrit Vela. The atmosphere is very bad during the day and at night. At that time, it is difficult to stay in the remembrance. The time of Amrit Vela is remembered. At that time, all souls are tired and so they become detached from their bodies and go to sleep. This time is an auspicious time. Rishis, munis and devotees also wake up at Amrit Vela and sing devotional songs because at that time the atmosphere is very pure. Therefore, remember Father with lot of love at the auspicious time of Amrit Vela and let the mercury of your happiness rise. In fact, you should have remembered the Father in your heart while walking and moving around. If you wake up early and remember the Father, then its intoxication will remain throughout the day. Baba says that wake up early in the morning and remember the Father, and the time of Amrit Vela is very good for churning the knowledge. By the churning of knowledge, a lot of butter comes out. You should churn the knowledge about how to give people God's introduction. Point J. Sweet children, Amrit Vela are the special time of receiving sustenance from God. Know its importance and take full benefit. If you become confused anywhere, then take advice from the Father. You can ask by letter, telegram or on phone. The phone lines are clear in early morning. You can get connection very easily because at that time all are sleeping except you children. The Father gives the Srimad, sweet children, wake up early in the morning and sit in the remembrance of the Father, then you will receive the full inheritance. Point K. The main direction of the Father is, children, wake up at Amrit Vela and remember the Father. So follow this main direction. Freshen up early in the morning and sit in the pilgrimage of remembrance at the fixed time. Be worthy and the obedient child. Only then you will become the king in the future. Unworthy children will end up sweeping the floor. The fortunate children will wake up early and remember the Father with great love. They will have the sweet conversation with Baba. They will make effort to pass with honor and make themselves worthy for the kingdom. To the extent that they have loving intellect for the Father, to the extent they will get the high position. Therefore, you have to wake up early in the morning and remember the Father. The tears of love may come because you have found the Father after a long time. Now the speed of remembrance should be fast. The child who remembers fast will get the higher status and will become the bead of the rosary of victory. Point L. Children, remember the Father and the inheritance at night. Spin the discus of self-realization and when you feel sleepy, go to sleep. Then the final thoughts will lead to your destination. When you wake up early in the morning, the same points will come in the memory. By doing practice in this way, you will become the conqueror of sleep. As you do, so you receive. The one who does is visible. This is a famous saying. Become the conqueror of sleep, then you will come nearer to the Father. Point M. It has been explained to the children that if you want to give others a current, you have to stay awake at night too. To the extent that you remember the Father in the morning, accordingly, there will be a pull and Baba will also give you light. 12.3 Teachings of Bab Dada for Amrit Vela. 12.3.1 Make a habit to wake up early in the morning. Point A. Sweet children, morning time is very good. Wake up early in the morning and sit here, then the remembrance will stay. When it becomes the habit, the remembrance will become firm. You used to see that some children cannot wake up early in the morning. They have been making effort for 10 to 15 years. In spite of that, they are unable to wake up on time. At least wake up at 3 or 4 a.m. Even devotees wake up early and sit in meditation. They chant something in the name of Hanuman or Shiva. So instill the habit of waking up early in the morning and remember the Father with love. Sleep early at night and try to wake up at 1 or 2 a.m. You have to accumulate a lot. You are famous as the conquerors of sleep. Point B. College students wake up early to study and revise. Why do they sit to study in the morning? Because the soul has rested and is refreshed. You should be fond of getting up early in the morning. Queen Victoria's minister used to stay up at night and study under a street lamp. In devotion, devotees wake up early in the path of knowledge. You should remember the Father in the early morning too. The Father says that this is your spiritual business and it is very good. Do this service in the morning and in the evening. In the evening, from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., the time is good. Religious gatherings are also done in the morning and evening. Point C. Sweet children, the time of Amrit Vela is very good for remembrance. At that time, become introvert and sit in the stage of soul consciousness. Point D. You should definitely wake up early in the morning and sit in remembrance. You should not be careless about this. You have to accumulate the account of charity. Children, do not be afraid of Maya. She may try to make you forgetful, but don't get tired. Make a full effort to wake up at Amrit Vela and stay in remembrance. But if the one who has not this in the fortune, then make so many excuses. If they do not wake up early in the morning, then those who remain sleeping lose everything. Only sleeping and eating, this is to lose everything. Therefore, instill the habit of waking up early in the morning. Point 12.3.2. Right method of sleeping at night and its benefits. Point A. Baba says, sit in front of the pictures of Lakshmi and Narayan. You can sit even at night and get slept by viewing at the picture of Lakshmi Narayan. Baba is making us so. You just see with this practice how joyful it is. Narrate your experience next morning. Point B. It is said several times, whenever you sleep at night, you should sit in remembrance of the Father. At least sit for half an hour in remembrance, and then after getting up, if you remember Him, your stage will be balanced. If you make routine of sitting in remembrance of the Father at night, it is a good practice. Baba helps also to those who remain in meditation. Eyes will get opened automatically and bed will be shaken. Baba awakens so many children. If you sleep at night in Baba's remembrance, then in the morning, Baba will come and vibrate your bed. This type of experience has been written. If you do anything with courage, the Father is always there to help you. Keep attention on yourself. How much merciful the unlimited Father is. to have an experience of Baba's help, the most beloved father is to be remembered with so much love. Point C. Sweet children, it is also said that those who eat too much feel more sleepy. If you remain in remembrance, then due to that happiness, you will eat less. The children should have sleep at proper time. Point 12.3.3. As soon as you wake up, say good morning to the father. Point A. In the morning, the first thing you say is good morning. You also heard good morning. Who comes early in the morning and says good morning? The father comes in the morning. This is the unlimited morning and night which no human beings know about. Among the children too, you know this number wise according to your effort. Although you have become his children, you don't wake up in the morning. If you wake up in the morning, first of all said good morning to Shiv Baba, that is, if you remembered him, there would be a lot of happiness. However, many children don't wake up and remember Baba in the morning at all. On the path of devotion too, people wake up early in the morning to perform devotion. They carry out their worship, turn the beads of rosary and chant mantras. Now you children have to have the faith that you are souls and that you have to wake up in the morning and have a conversation with the father. Baba, good morning. However, Baba knows that none of you have this habit. The father says, children, you each have a burden of the sins of half the cycle on your head and that you have to cut from the remembrance. Point B. Do the churning of knowledge. Wake up early in the morning and say good morning with love. Then the mercury of happiness will rise. However, Maya does not allow it to rise. If you become disrespectful to the father, Maya will completely break your intellect's yoga. Your intellect will then remain caught up in useless things. To become a master of heaven is not like going to your auntie's home. Point C. Baba knows that there are many who do very good service at the exhibitions, but that they are very weak in remembrance. They do not have the sense to wake up early and say good morning to Baba. Although they have many thoughts about different topics, that is very common. And you can have new topics to explain every day. The main thing is to remember the Father with love so that your sins are cut away. Point D. The Father himself comes at this time and makes you the spiritual lovers. You souls know that Shiv Baba is your beloved and that you have to claim the inheritance of heaven from him. Wake up early in the morning and say good morning to Shiv Baba and remember him. The more you remember him, the more your sins will be cut away. Body consciousness will also continue to finish. When you practice this, that stage will become firm. Point E. There has to be a lot of love for the father. Go to sleep early at night and then wake up early in the morning and stay in remembrance. As soon as you wake up, say Baba, good morning. Let your intellect not to wander anywhere else. Stay in remembrance of Baba as much as possible because you have to become pure. Point F. Bath is always taken at Amrit Vela. After taking bath in the early morning, either walk or sit in solitude. There's a lot of income in this. It is very enjoyable walking and moving around in the early morning after taking bath. Point 12.3.4. Look at the picture of Trimurti. If you hang a picture of the Trimurti up in your room, Your vision can fall on that again and again. Through Baba, we will go into the Sun Dynasty clan. Then as soon as you wake up in the morning, your vision will fall on that. That too is a type of effort. Baba advises you. Very good devotees make a lot of effort. They keep a picture of Krishna in front of them so that as soon as their eyes open, they remember Krishna. For you, it is even easier. If you are unable to stay in remembrance easily and Maya is troubling you, then these pictures will help you. Shiv Baba is making us into the masters of the land of Vishnu through Brahma. We are becoming the masters of the world through Baba. By constantly remembering this, you can receive a lot of help. Baba gives this advice to the children who feel that they repeatedly forget. Keep a picture in front of you and you will remember the father and your inheritance. However, you must not remember Brahma. Point 12.3.5. Praise Baba with so much affection that there flows tears of love. Baba says, be the soul conscious and remember the father. Do the praise of the father with love to the extent that you have the loving intellect for father. To the extent you will receive the higher status. Wake up early in the morning and remember the father with great love. The tears of love may come because you have found the father after a long time. Baba, you have liberated us from the sufferings. 12.3.6. Don't be the Hatha Yogi. Point A. Baba sees that children sometimes come and sit here early in the morning and so they must definitely be getting tired. There's no need of tiring yourself out in this. This is an easy path. You must not sit here by force. Although you may walk and tour around, you should remember the father with lot of interest. Internally, let there be lot of enthusiasm for Baba. Each one sits in remembrance for some time. Some sit for half an hour, others sit for 10 minutes. Acha, if you remember the father with love for even 5 minutes, you will come into the kingdom. Point B. You should be careful of having friendship with those whose intellect is wandering here and there and have no remembrance of the father in their intellect. You should not even touch them because they are contaminating the atmosphere as being not in remembrance. Maya breaks the connection of intellect. No matter how you sit, it does not have any concern with remembrance. So many children sit in Hatha Yoga for 3 to 4 hours and even for the whole night also. It is not that you constantly remember him now. No, it takes time to attain this state. As such, father's remembrance should be in heart while walking, moving here and there. Whereas if you sit at a place and remember as a Hatha Yogi, it will not last longer time. You have to remember Baba. It is not that you simply sit here, but you have to be in remembrance while walking, moving along. Wherever you sit, remember Baba. It requires efforts. To remain in 4 to 6 hours remembrance is not going to your auntie's home. It requires efforts. You get tired in this too. 12.3.7. Conquer the sleep. Don't close the eyes. Point A. Sweet children, you have to remember the father in the living form. To go into sleep or to go in a stage of numbness, it is not the yoga. You should not close the eyes while remembering the father, because the father, the one who takes you beyond with a glance, is personally in front of you. If your eyes are closed, how can you go beyond with the glance? You do not sit with your eyes closed at school. If you close your eyes while doing meditation, laziness will come. Do not close your eyes, otherwise how will you see the Father? Therefore, you have to sit with open eyes. Do not be afraid to keep your eyes open. Keep your eyes open and keep the remembrance of the Beloved in your intellects. Here is not the system to sit with the eyes closed. The Father says, stay in remembrance. He does not tell you to close your eyes. If you close your eyes or lower your head, how would the Father be able to see you? Never close your eyes. If you close your eyes, there must be something wrong. You must be remembering someone else. Point B. Baba himself says, if I do not wake up and sit in early in the morning, I do not enjoy. If you remain lying down, then there will be nodding off sometimes. When you sit for meditation, then some good points will come into the mind and you will enjoy a lot. For example, that only few days are left and that we are taking the kingdom of the world from the Father. If you remember like this, then the mercury of your happiness will rise. If your happiness is not constant, then definitely you do not have love for the Father. Point C. Father says, connect your intellect's yoga to me being a genie. In the story of genie, he says, give me some work. Father also says, I give you the directions that stay in my remembrance and then your boat will go across. But even very good children remain slept until 6 o'clock in the morning comfortably. Maya at once holds them from the nose. Point D. The Father says, children, if you want to take the unlimited kingdom, then you should conquer sleep and practice staying in remembrance throughout the night. Although Maya will harass you a great deal, you must still continue to make effort. All the effort in this has to be made by the intellect. While sitting, walking and moving around, stay in remembrance. The Father says, don't become weary, O traveler of the night. Your fortune is now being awakened, whereas that of everyone else is asleep. Consider the fortune of those whose intellect's yoga is engaged in earning money to be asleep, whereas your true fortune is being awakened. The stomach doesn't need a great deal to eat. What do the indigenous people eat? They eat chilies and chapatis made of ground maize and chickpeas. Here, you receive everything. The Father now says, beloved children, remember me, my jewels of light. I seat you on my eyelids and take you back. The children who are the lamps of one's hopes are always loved a great deal. By following Srimad, you will always remain safe and sound. Point E. It is good to remember while sitting at home. But to remember, it has become very difficult for the children. The Father from whom they receive the inheritance of 21 births do not remember him. The children who give a very good speech, they do not remember the Father, neither they wake up early in the morning. If sometimes they wake up, then they used to nod off. The Father says that you should not be lazy at the time of study or meditation. But some children think that all will not come in the rosary of victory. All cannot become the kings. Therefore, they become lazy. But who will have the full love for the Father? They will study accurately and laziness cannot come to those children. If there is laziness, then it is understood that it is not in their fortune. Some children even nod off and yawn in front of the Father. They should sit in the back. The Father says that you have to be the conqueror of sleep and to accumulate the power of remembrance. There should be no laziness in earning the income. Never nod off. Point F. The Father says, You can stay at home and remain awake at night. Each of you can run as much as you want. You may not even sleep at night. You will then go very fast. This is such a nourishing knowledge that your boats are able to go across and your desires are fulfilled. Now you have received a birth like a diamond. So my dear children, conqueror of sleep, stay in remembrance at least for 8 hours. There's a lot of pomp and show of Maya during the daytime. The atmosphere at Amrit Vela is very good. Become the conqueror of sleep and earn the income. People who are very keen to earn an income still stay awake at night when they have customers. If they were to earn money 24 hours a day, they would even renounce their sleep. While earning, you don't fall asleep. When you don't earn, you yawn and fall asleep. When earning, there is great happiness. Point G. Sweet children, those who don't have knowledge sleep for 8 hours, whereas you should have only half of that time for sleep. 4 to 5 hours sleep is enough. You are karma yogis. The remembrance of Amrit Vela is very effective. There is silence at that time. It looks like that everyone is in bodiless stage. Generally, Baba stays awake at night. There is not any tiredness experienced while doing subtle service. There is happiness experienced in earning an income. So you children should wake up early in the morning and continue to earn your imperishable income. You should remember at least 8 hours in a day. Point H. Sweet children, the time at Amrit Vela is very good. Baba advises you to remember him at that time. If you feel sleepy, then put oil in your eyes. That is, make effort. You receive Srimat to remember Baba. Even though Maya brings storms, just continue to remember Baba. Remember me and receive the happiness. Experience happiness as you repeatedly remember God. Point 12.3.8. The practice to be soul conscious and bodiless. Sweet children, in order to make your stage firm, wake up early in the morning, sit in solitude and think, I am a soul. I now have to return home. This play is about to end. Wake up at night and do practice. I am a soul. I have to return to Baba. So it is necessary to do efforts to become soul conscious. Do practice to see only the soul in the center of the eyebrows. Do not look at body. This is the main effort. And obstacles come in these efforts. To the extent possible, put efforts. I am a soul. I am a soul. The Father gives advice that awaken at Amrit Vela and remember the Father with lot of love, as well as makes an effort to be soul conscious. The time of Amrit Vela is very well known. At that time, consider yourselves to be souls, so that the rust on your souls get removed. Being soul conscious but sitting with laziness will not lead to progress. Sweet children, after awakening up in the morning, do a practice to remain detached from the body. Not to recall old world, old dress, nothing. You have to forget everything. Those who are good effort makers wake up early in the morning and will practice becoming soul conscious. They will make effort to remember the Father. Their aim is not to remember bodily beings, but constantly to remember the Father and the cycle of 84 births. This is such a wonderful fortune. In order to become a conqueror of sinful action, wake up at Amrit Vela and stay in remembrance. Practice to get detached from your body. The Father says, children, make efforts to remain introvert constantly. Introvert means to get detached from the body in a second and go up to Paramdham in a second and return to. With this practice, even a part of vices will get finished. Sitting in solitude, now have such a practice that makes you to experience as if you are different from your body. This is called to end oneself being alive. Solitude means to have end of this body being in remembrance of only one. Means by sitting in solitude, have an experience that I, the soul, is getting detached from the body and go to the Father, not to remember anybody. Be detached, having in sitting position. Due to this practice, body consciousness will get killed. You are supposed to be bodiless before returning home. If you are being in karmatit stage, then there will be wars. Old world will get destructed and new world will come. For this, do intensive efforts. Father says, children, apply a tilak of combined form and the awareness of the Brahmin life to yourself at Amrit Vela. Stay in remembrance of the Father just after waking up in the morning. No other one should be in mind at that time. Sweet children, if you want to become an angel of subtle region resident, then after your every bone in godly service, become angels are in a form and remembering the Father. Have a practice to forget your body, become bodiless and soul conscious, so that all your sorrows are removed. You will be Sato Pradhan and then your Karmatin stage will be attained. Father gives you the Srimad. Sweet children, go beyond the sound. Your sins will only be absolved when you become bodiless. So you have to make efforts to go beyond the sound day and night. Ask yourself whether you are doing such continuous practice. Remember, I am bodiless. I am bodiless. I have to remember the Father. Your welfare is in this thing only. Wake up in the morning at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock. Take bath if you like. Otherwise, stay in remembrance. On remembering the Father, burn your vices. Then only you will attain a karmatit stage. Children, do what the Father says to you. And this is Srimad. I am a soul. I am a child of Shiv Baba. I am bodiless. I am beyond the sound. I, the soul, have come here to play a role. For that, imbibe this body, made a complete circle of kalpa, and now I will return home. For returning home, I have to do practice for going beyond the sound and being bodiless. The physical organs will deceive you if you are in body consciousness. You will incur any of the vices in a second. Do efforts to be a bead of rosary of victory. The Father says, children, you are not supposed to spend time in useless matter. If any child does not obey his direction, Baba says that he is an atheist. Baba says, I am saying with weight age, I am also putting efforts. And you also do this task. The aim is so high. If you desire to go par nirvan, you definitely have to practice to go beyond. This is your real vanprastha stage, due to which you will attain karmatit stage. To become Narayan from a man, you ought to become karmatit. Nothing else to remember. Do this lesson. At the end, moment you leave your old body, then being bodiless, you will return to the Father's home. You will recall that you have now completed the cycle of 84 births, now have to return home with the Father. This is the knowledge and the yoga. Children, If you want your welfare, then act according to Srimad. Be in pilgrimage of remembrance and become bodiless, then only you will attain higher. Point 12.3.9. Talk to yourself. Point A. Sweet children, continue to talk to yourself as much as possible. You should stay awake at night and also think about this. You must not do this while lying down, but get up and sit down to do this. How much a tiny soul makes such a huge body function? I, the soul, have an imperishable part recorded in me. This old world is going to be burnt. Now we will leave the old body and we will take the new one. Baba, we are coming soon in your true lap. That is the spiritual lap. Baba has already come. He comes in every kalpa and teaches us Rajyoga. Baba has given us a lot of knowledge. It is the wonder of the Father, the bestower of the happiness. Point B. The Father gives direction. Children, wake up early in the morning and have a sweet conversation with yourself. You should think, to which family do we belong? What is our duty? If it remains in your intellect that we belong to the God's family, we are establishing our new kingdom, then the happiness will remain throughout the day. Always keep in mind that we have to take the inheritance from the Father. Father does not give you any other trouble. Only you have to remember the Father. Forget to everybody else. All are dead. Baba, now we will remember only you. We will take the inheritance of the heaven from you. Point 12.3.10. Don't wander your intellect. Remember the Father, home and the kingdom. Baba gives the teaching. Those who are sitting in the spiritual fire, means in the pilgrimage of remembrance, need not think about this and that. They have to remember the only one, Father. If the intellect wanders here and there, then they will nod off or will do yawning. From this, the atmosphere becomes very bad. They harm themselves. Baba's direction is, remember me alone. Wake up early in the morning and remember me only, the incorporeal one. Your never-ending chant should remain to continue. It is also said only for one. Salutations to Shiva. Shiva is bodiless. So wake up early in the morning and remember sweet Father and sweet kingdom. In this time of destruction, you have to settle all the accounts by the remembrance of the Father. The intellect should remain in the home, Paramdham, along with the remembrance of the Father. Whatever awareness the Father has given you, by remembering those, you have to do your own benefit. Point 12.3.11. Do churning of knowledge and repeat the points of knowledge. The Father says, the early morning time is good for the churning of knowledge because at that time, the intellect is fresh. Therefore, wake up early in the morning and instill the habit of churning the knowledge. Those having the practice of churning the knowledge will become deserving according to the degree of churning. If not doing the churning of knowledge, it means there is churning of rubbish, devilish things. Hence, my children, learn churning of knowledge to make progress. At Amrit Vela, a very good dance of the churning of knowledge takes place. Whatever someone's business is, that is what he remains occupied in. There can be very good churning in the morning. The children who are fond of reading Murli and churning thereby are going to do service. You children, after waking up in the morning, should have churning in mind how to give God's introduction to the people. At that time, You should churn about how to give people God's introduction. You should note down the main points of Murli, and after this, you should repeat those points. Only when you repeat the points and narrate them to others, you can claim the high status. To become a king is not like going to your auntie's home. Hence, my children, whatever knowledge the father has given, go on churning it. Have a habit of keeping your intellect busy in churning of knowledge. Do the business of imperishable jewels of knowledge at Amrit Vela. Wake up early in the morning and churn the knowledge to finish the waste thoughts. You should remain in the pilgrimage of remembrance. Our spiritual father is teaching us. This world of sorrow has to transform. Your churning of knowledge should remain constant in your intellect like this. Point 12.3.12. Write the speech and practice to explain. Children have to churn the knowledge. Only then the points will come out. If you want to give the speech, then you should write it in the early morning. After that, you should read it. And then you should add the points which are being forgotten. In this way, you will imbibe the knowledge better and the intellect will remain busy. By doing the churning of knowledge, you will become free from all worries. You will remain always happy. You should also do the practice to explain the knowledge after waking up early in the morning. Point 12.3.13. Give the happiness to the world. Sweet children, wake up early in the morning, be bodiless and sit in the remembrance of the Father. This is the way to give the donation of the peace to the world. The way to donate happiness is to spin the discus of self-realization. Point 12.3.14. Do rays of remembrance with each other, keep the chart. Point A. In order to make progress, you children should wake up early in the morning and go for a walk in the remembrance of the Father. Talk amongst yourselves about who remembers Baba the most. Then share with others how much did you remember Baba and where did your intellect go for the rest of the time. This is called making progress, taking care of one another. Note down, how long did you remember the Father? Baba tells you that Sunday is the holiday. So sit for 2 to 3 hours early in the morning. Make up your income for the whole day. Fill your apron completely. You get the time, isn't it? Point B. Children, ask from your heart, do we remember the Father? The Father explains this aspect to the children every day. Before going to sleep, check your chart internally to see for how long do you remember the Father. You should send your chart to Baba. I wake up at this time and remember so much. The children who are careless, they say, we are the children of Shiv Baba. We always remain in the remembrance. But Baba says, all that is a lie. It is carelessness. You have to make effort for this remembrance. Wake up early in the morning. Consider yourself as soul and sit in remembrance. Have a heart-to-heart conversation. You should sit in solitude, being introvert. Point 12.3.15. Who comes late can go fast. How? Baba says that the children who come later can also go very far ahead. The children who come later will be engaged in yoga throughout the day, morning, evening, day and night, every time, and remain very intoxicated. The father does not place any difficulty on the heads of the children. He simply says that wake up early in the morning and remember me for an hour or half an hour and spin the discus of self-realization. Point 12.3.16. don't get tired. The father gives the teaching, children, your name will become famous after some time. Then a number of people will come here. It takes time to cut away the sins. If someone does the effort day and night, only then it is possible. The soul will become pure and then will leave this body too. But there are so many children who do not wake up early in the morning. That is why they do not imbibe the knowledge. If you instill the habit of waking up early, then you see how serviceable you are. Point 12.4. Methods to have spiritual conversation with the Father. A. Baba gives the advice on how to talk with Baba at Amrit Vela. Baba, you are the Father, Teacher and Satguru of the Unlimited. You can only tell us the history geography of the unlimited world. Point B. Baba shares his experience too, that how he talks to Baba. Baba, how wonderful this drama is. How you come and purify everyone. How do you transform the whole world? It is a very big wonder. These types of thoughts which come to Baba should also come to the children, that how the boats of the people can go across. Point C. Wake up early in the morning and have a sweet conversation with Baba. Baba, I have now found you again after 5,000 years. You come and liberate us from sufferings. Baba, you have worked wonders. You give us the sovereignty of heaven for 21 births. Baba, you are so sweet. You make us into the kings of kings, the master of heaven. We will definitely follow your Srimad. We will not follow devilish directions. We will surrender ourselves to you. Sweet Baba, I am ready to help you. I will become pure and definitely make Bharat pure. I will definitely follow your teachings. I will not perform any sinful actions. Baba, it is the wonder of you. I never even dreamt that I would become a master of the world. Look what you are making me from what I was. Point D. Wake up early in the morning and remember the Father with great love. Baba, you are very beloved. How wonderful drama is this? Baba, we promise you that we will definitely take the inheritance from you. Baba, you are so sweet. Our sins will be absolved by your remembrance. Now we will definitely become Sato Pradhan from Tamo Pradhan. Only then we can receive the kingdom of Satyug. Baba, we will remember you constantly. Baba, when we cook food, goes to walk, and then also we will stay in your remembrance. We have to become Sato Pradhan. Who knows that tomorrow we may leave this body and whether we will become Sato Pradhan or no? There is a fear of death. Baba, we definitely take the inheritance from you being alive. If you make such promises, then your sins will be absolved. Om Shanti.